choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
So it was that when the multitude pressed around him to hear the word of God, what a beautiful picture that is. The multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God. And he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. So here's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's standing next to the lake. The lake is called a lake, but it's just the north end of the Sea of Galilee. It's another word for it. But Gennesaret was a district on the north side, the north shore. Fertile, fruitful, and a good place, obviously, for ministry. They're pressing to hear the word of God. If you're going to go somewhere to preach, go where they press to hear you. That's why I come here every Sunday morning. It's good. Thronged coming in the door. But in John 4:35, the fields are white for harvest. And Jesus always gravitated towards those who wanted to hear. You remember in Matthew 13 in Nazareth, nobody cared less about what he had to say. And he moved on. Said that was it. He said, nice to meet you guys. I'll see you later. I'm going to the next village. He didn't hang around with people that didn't want to hear. But this group wants to hear. They're pressing to hear the word of God. It's a good place for ministry. Verse 2, he saw two boats, and they were standing by the lake. And the fishermen had gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. Washing their nets means the night was over, the workload was over. When you wash your nets, that's the end of the day. The nets had to be washed and stretched out and dried, or they would rot. You couldn't just roll them up and leave them in the boat. If you did that, they would eventually just rot away on you, and that's expensive. So they would wash them down and clean them up and stretch them out and dry them. That was the end of the day. After that, these guys go home, get something to eat, and go to bed and get ready for the next day. But this concludes their fishing for the night. Verse 3, he got into one of the boats, which was Simon, meaning Peter's, and asked him to push out a little from the land. And he sat down and he began to teach the multitudes from the boat. Now, Peter and some of the others, had already been called by Jesus Christ two other times. They were called by him first in John chapter 1, verse 35 through 42. They followed for a little while. And then they went back to work. They followed him for a bit, and then they turned around. I got to get back to work. I got to make some money. I got bills to pay. I got kids to feed. Back to work they go. Then he called them again, Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. Follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. They followed for a little while. They were impressed with what he had to say and who he was. Followed for a little while. Then they went back to work. I got to get back to work. This following Jesus is pretty good, but I got to do stuff. And overwhelmed with the details of life and what has to get done. And I mean, that's what they've been doing for years. So this is like old habits are hard to break. They've been working and paying their way. They're very responsible. This is what they were doing. So this is the third time that they're going to receive a call from Jesus Christ on their life. Each time they followed a little bit. Each time they returned to being occupied with their business and to making money. they would be called the third time by the Lord Jesus Christ. And you notice that this is the third time he seeks them out. He's doing follow-up, we call it. He seeks them out, and he spends time with them, and he spends time sharing with them the Word of God. Whatever comes out of his mouth is the Word of God. So he spends time sharing with them the Word of God, and we call that investing in people. Invest in people. We sit and we share with them about the Lord. We share with them what the Bible has to say. We share with them different spiritual things, whether you can quote verses or not, whether you know where to go and find them. You have spiritual understanding. You've been around for, you know, you've accumulated things over the years, and you know how to sit with somebody who doesn't know anything and share things with them. I mean, you can talk, you can share some things, and you can explain it in your own way. Jesus used parables. You can use parables. And you can use parables too, and get spiritual principles into people's lives. What you have to say to them is going to be the Word of God. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be polished at it. But you can share because you have a resource, you have a treasure in your earthen vessel. So, but you can, Jesus is going to invest in them. He invested in them the first time, said, okay, now follow me. They did for a little while, invested in them again. They heard his words, they followed for a little while, they went back. Now here's the third time. They're going to hear the Word of God again. He's going to stand, he's going to get right in their boat. He's going to get right up in their boat, and they're going to hear him. And a person can only follow Christ by faith. It takes faith to follow Jesus Christ. Faith is the impetus. It is the motivating factor in the believer's life. I follow Jesus by faith. Faith is the only reason a person obeys Jesus. Without faith, you won't obey him. Without faith, you won't follow him. Without faith, you won't relate to him. Everything is dependent upon faith, and where does that faith come from? Well, it wasn't resident in me before I was a Christian. I thought I was an atheist. So there wasn't any faith in me. I don't find a big resource of faith in my life. Faith came by hearing the Word of God. Romans 10:17, you know the verse. And so faith obedience comes by hearing the Word of God. Whatever we do for God, whether it's coming to church, reading your Bible, saying your prayers, you know, helping somebody out, sharing the gospel with someone, whatever you do, if it's in the realm of spiritual enterprise, if it's in the realm of what God is doing on the earth, it's got to be done by faith. Faith is that perception you have inside of you that allows you to do this, and it has to come from God first. And so Jesus goes to them and he invests in them in John 1. He goes and invests in them in Matthew 5. In Luke 5, he's just going back, following up, investing in people. He sees potential. He sees that they sit and they listen. They're receptive. So he recognizes that, and he goes back to them again and again to invest the Word of God, which will supply to them the faith they will need to follow him. Same thing we need. Same thing that happens with a new believer. Or the, you know, your next door neighbor who may be a Christian but doesn't go to church, doesn't know much about anything, and you go over there maybe a couple times a week, sit, have coffee, and invest. You just invest casually. You know, you just invest. You bring up the subject of God. And invest in them. They need to hear it because they're not going to have any ability to do anything for Jesus, to follow him, to respond to him in any way without faith. And that faith has got to come from the Word, and that's got to come through a vessel who carries the Word, and that's you. That's you and me. How can they hear unless there's a preacher, right? Romans 10. So, it requires, in order for any obedience to happen in my life towards God, it has to be by faith, and faith has to come by my hearing the Word of God. A person doesn't need to get saved, walk in the door, sit down, and hear a bunch of rules. They have no capacity to do it. It's just going to frustrate them. or produce rebellion in them, or make phonies out of them. They'll pretend to be something here, or they're really something different outside. Then they always secretly feel like hypocrites, just playing the game. They have no capacity to be Christians. None of us do. I mean, that has to be the ground level of Christian truth. We are not capable of being Christians. It is a miracle that you're even here this morning.
Okay, so 10:17, faith, and therefore the obedience to God, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then without faith, Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please him. So there's nothing you're going to do in this life to please God unless there's faith in you. And you don't have it, you got to get it from God. How? Hearing his word. Hearing his word. Now, Peter's faith in this verse is going to be tested. Not very strenuously, but his faith is going to be tested because if you notice in the verse, Jesus gets into the boat, and what does he tell him first to do? He says, push out a little. So the first thing Jesus asks him to do is push out a little. Just push out a little. Not very far, not very deep, just push out a little. And Peter, of course, is going to do so. If Peter obeys Jesus, what has he got? He has to have faith. So push out a little bit. And God always begins with us pushing out a little. He always begins with people doing the small things first. Sometimes you get people, they want to jump right to the top. They get saved on Monday, and by Wednesday, they want to have a crusade in the city and be the featured speaker. They want to go right to the top. Jesus starts with the small things first. Push out a little. Push out a little and go do the Sunday school class. Push out a little and spend some time in the nursery. Push out a little and come to church on Sunday morning faithfully. Push out a little and go to a Bible study. Push out a little and join a prayer group. Push out a little and do the simple little things that I'm asking you to do, and do it faithfully. And that's where we begin with people, is pushing out a little. You never get to the next point, which is the next verse, where he says, launch out into the deep. You never get to that point unless you push out a little first. You start with the little things. You're faithful in the little things, and then God promotes the bigger things. That's just the kingdom thing. Promotion comes from the Lord, you know that, so it's 75:6.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Port St. Lucie First Church of the Nazarene is a church on the move. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Wednesday evening Bible study.